This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? Bollywood has produced a movie called Mrs. Chatterjee versus Norway. And this movie is about a woman whose children were removed from her for what we would, or many in the world would consider, completely unjustifiable grounds. In fact, the reason why they were removed from her is because she smacked them one time, that she was feeding them with the hand, that there was, because she's Indian, obviously, that she put this kind of thing on their head. And the list of reasonings that we have here for why these children were removed were absolutely ridiculous. So ridiculous that an entire film was made about it. Now, I'm not a big fan of Indian media. In fact, I've had my fair share of beef with them, no pun intended. But I had my fair share of beef with the Indian media. And of course, I've had my fair share of beef with the journalists therein. However, and I know that Bollywood can sometimes exaggerate the situation, but on this issue, there is legitimacy in making a big deal about this situation. In fact, if we think about the situation properly, this is really not just a human rights issue, but this is a woman's rights issue. How many mothers in the country of Norway, how many women in the country of Norway had what would be considered to the majority of mothers of women one of the worst things that could potentially happen to them, which is to be separated from their children. This is not just something within the human world. This is within the entire animal kingdom. If you take away a bird from the mother, you'll see how the bird reacts. See what the animals do when you take away children from mothers. It's one of the most devastating things you can do. And now here we have a civilized country like Norway, which is the country that gives out Nobel Peace Prizes. It's one of the key countries of the European Union. It's one of these countries. They are the ones who are perpetrating this at this level, to the point where 78% of the cases that have been elevated, taken up to the European Human Rights Court, they lost the case. Norway lost the case 78% time, which shows you that even according to their standards, their human rights standards, they are being seen as the oppressor in this situation. This is an unbelievable situation. And it disproportionately affects women, Muslim people, ethnic people, and so on. It is one of the worst things that I've ever heard any country do at all. It is one of the worst things. It is a kind of abuse. This is abuse. You people are throwing around the word abuse. Men and women are complaining in relationships nowadays because the man is looking at another woman. The woman will call it abuse. Because the woman is not listening to her husband's every word, the man will call that abuse. This is abuse. When you take a child away from the parents and you separate the child from the parents in this manner, and you give those children to other people to raise those children. How dare they do that? That is one of the worst and most abhorrent things. What human rights are you talking about? It's absolutely preposterous. It's ridiculous. It's heinous. And it's not civilized. Which is why we have taken it upon ourselves. Here, and I'm speaking to you from Norway, the heart of Scandinavia, we've taken it upon ourselves to take this issue as our own issue. We consider the issue of protecting families to be our own issue, especially when it disproportionately affects the Muslim people. And we have seen the videos of people crying and the children crying and the parents crying. We have seen those videos and we have taken it upon ourselves to make this one of the things that we're dealing with here. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.